1 Kings 19 and verse 12. And after the earthquake of fire, Jehovah was not in the fire, and after the fire, a soft, gentle voice. And it came to pass when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And then Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. Luke 10 and verse 40. Now Martha was distracted with much serving, and coming up she said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Speak to her therefore, that she may help me." But Jesus answering said to her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but there is need of one. And Mary has chosen the good part, the which shall not be taken from her." And then Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and am knocking. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him, and he with me." Just got a very simple and short impression of the quietness of the Lord's presence. And the first scripture, the prophet was much discouraged. In the second scripture, there was a scene of distraction. And in the third scripture, there is a world of presumption and profession. But in each scenario, we find someone sitting in the presence of the Lord, listening to his word. Just appealed to me that in this very busy times in which we live, and there's much to distract us. Our brother and the first spoke about the distractions, and I guess Martha and Mary knew of those, and yet Mary chose the good part. It says which shall not be taken from her. And any time spent in the presence of the Lord is not wasted time. The first scripture, the prophet was very discouraged, and we can be very easily discouraged. He was discouraged with the conditions around, and he thought he was the only one left. Well, sometimes that can be a problem too. In fact, he found that he wasn't, but he genuinely was a faithful man, and he was very depressed. But the Lord wasn't found in the earthquake or the fire, but there was a still voice, and he got an encouragement from the Lord himself. And this is the thing to do, this is the remedy for discouragement, dear brethren, is to get into the presence of the Lord and to hear what he is saying. It may not be a loud voice, we have to hear what he is saying, and we have to listen intently. But I can guarantee you that if you listen, you will gain something. The prophet gained encouragement. He found that he wasn't the only one who was faithful, and the Lord was true to his word. The second scripture we know very well, what a scene of distraction this was. Martha, we often talk about as being distracted. But Mary, you know, says she sat at his feet. It's a wonderful position to be. It's a position of subjection, owning him as Lord and teacher, and listening to his word. You might say there wasn't room for a crowd at the feet of Jesus. It's a case of individually being in the presence of the Lord. I think there's a psalm somewhere that speaks about in the secret of his presence. And I wonder how much we know about being in the secret of his presence, to know something of what he would say to us personally. I'm sure the Lord would have something for Martha too, but this was something for Mary, and she was getting the gain of it. it says it wasn't going to be taken away from her. Mm-hmm. You know, as we and I sit at the feet of Jesus, listen to his word, there'll be something which we can treasure, which won't be taken away from us. Mm. It's something personally from the Lord to me. Mm. And we can each experience that as we put aside for the moment the distractions. Mm. And the apostle talks about the weights and the sins that so easily beset us. Mm. But the distractions too come about with much serving. Mm. And I think of the gain that Mary had by sitting at the feet of Jesus. And it wasn't a loud voice, but it was just listening to his word. Mm. Well, I would love to know what that was. But I think each of us, in a sense, has to find that for ourselves. Mm. We have to sit at his feet and know what the Lord is saying to us. Mm. And then when we come to Revelation, we know this scene too very well. We've been reading it recently. There was much going on in Laodicea. They thought they had everything. Mm. They were in a false position. The Lord is outside. Mm. Mm. But it says, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. Mm. But it's not the knocking. The knocking is almost just an instrument used. And sometimes the Lord uses things to get our attention. Mm. Elijah thought that it was the earthquake and the fire, but it wasn't that actually. The Lord here was knocking. It's not a pounding exactly, if I can not stretch the scripture, but he was something that was constantly drawing attention. Maybe there'd be something in our lives or even in our gatherings that maybe the Lord is saying something to us to try to get hold of our attention. And it's knocking suggests a constancy about it. The point is then, are we going to act on the knocking and open the door, and then we will hear his voice? And it says there's a wonderful reward, isn't there, not only of listening to his voice, but there's something more than that, because we have fellowship with him. That's the wonderful result of opening the door and listening to his voice, the fact that we can have wonderful fellowship with the Lord Jesus himself. Well, maybe Mary individually was listening to the Lord. We as a company, I wouldn't... God forbid that we should be anything like Laodicea. We would hope to be completely different. Mm. But it could be that the Lord is knocking. Is trying to get our attention. Mm. Well then, may we open the door. And as we listen to his voice, we might gain something, not only what he is saying, but that we might come into a closer relationship with him. Mm. Well, these are just a few scattered thoughts. I just had an impression about the secret of the Lord's presence. Mm. It's the answer to all our problems, individually or collectively, is to get into the presence of the Lord. Mm. May it be so, for his name's sake. Amen.